Page 242. Tina présentant sa question au grand oral.
Bonjour, je vais vous parler de l'industrie pharmaceutique en Inde. L'industrie pharmaceutique indienne, bien que très développée, n'est pas forcément connue du grand public. Pourtant, la récente pandémie a permis de lui donner une meilleure visibilité mondiale. J'ai choisi de traiter cette question parce qu'il me semble que nous ne sommes absolument pas conscients du rôle crucial que joue l'Inde sur le plan pharmaceutique mondial. C'est pour ça que j'ai choisi de traiter la question suivante. Dans quelle mesure l'industrie pharmaceutique indienne fait-elle du pays un acteur majeur sur la scène internationale? J'ai choisi de faire cette présentation en partie en anglais, et ma question pourrait alors être formulée ainsi. To what extent does the Indian pharmaceutical industry make the country a major player on the international stage? First of all, India's pharmaceutical industry is the third largest in the world, and India is the leading producer of vaccines. This is what we should bear in mind when thinking about India's role on the international pharmaceutical market. Indeed, not only are Indian pharmaceutical products affordable, but they also are high-quality medicines that are produced at a fast pace. As a matter of fact, India's pharmaceutical industry is mainly focused on generic medicines, which enables India to offer affordable products, thus making it possible for India to remain competitive on the global pharmaceutical market. For instance, India produces life-saving HIV generic drugs. What's more, India has a high capacity of production, which makes it one of the most efficient suppliers on the world's market. Therefore, competitive prices and efficient production are two assets that help India emerge on the global pharmaceutical market, as these products boost India's exports to developed countries such as the USA and the UK. In addition, India has developed a network of alliance and partnership all over the world. This history of medical diplomacy is a key element in its development, as India trades with 1,000 countries as well as with northern ones, thus going beyond territorial and economic boundaries. The recent pandemic has tried these alliances and put India's supply capacity to the test. And yet, India has proved a reliable and efficient partner. Furthermore, India has cooperated with UNICEF and many health ministries to provide vaccines, for instance, which underlines its strength and ensures its leading role on the market. What is also remarkable is that Dr. Harsh Vardhan, the Indian Union Health Minister, has recently been appointed chairman of the WHO, which is likely to boost India's role on the global pharmaceutical market. All the more, so as India has proven its worth and reliability during the pandemic, as its trade alliance transcends boundaries. Yet, we should not forget that India is dependent on China. As a matter of fact, India imports almost two-thirds of its APIs, the active pharmaceutical ingredients, from China, which is somehow paradoxical insofar as the world's leading medicine provider is heavily dependent on its own supplier of staple material. Pour conclure, je dirais que l'Inde joue et jouera un rôle crucial dans l'industrie pharmaceutique sur le plan mondial. La pandémie de COVID-19 a en effet prouvé que les virus ne connaissent pas de frontières. Aussi, les vaccins et autres médicaments et soins ne devraient pas en connaître non plus. L'entraide internationale sur le marché pharmaceutique est primordiale et les atouts de chaque pays doivent être mis en avant et considérés pour lutter efficacement contre les maladies et les pandémies. Ce sujet m'a particulièrement interpellée parce que je souhaite travailler dans le domaine de la santé et j'ai aimé réfléchir à ce sujet et j'espère aussi vous avoir intéressé.
Copyright, édition Nathan.